Donations of clothes, diapers, and food are pouring in for residents of McDougal Terrace in Durham. Hundreds of people will be displaced again this week after a carbon monoxide scare at the public housing apartments. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge reports.
Churches, schools, the restaurant, Zwellies, all have collected donations for McDougal Terrace residents, who are all low income and mostly African American. Many of the items collected have ended up at the Salvation Army on Liberty Street.
That's the most stuff is in there.
So we have blankets, we have things separated from women's, infants, toddlers, small boys, small girls, we have shoes. So as you can see, it's pretty full back here with donated items, and more continues to come every day.
Alea Sanders directs PR and volunteer services at the Durham Salvation Army. The outpouring of support has been overwhelming.
So it looks like you can't even get in your office.
No. So I just actually moved over a couple of boxes, just enough for me to squeeze in the threshold, and we're just making it work.
A half dozen men from Trosa made it work. They ended up boxing up about 9,000 pounds of donations and taking it to a temporary distribution center at the old University Ford lot downtown. In the meantime, donations are still pouring in at McDougal Terrace. Kimberly Graves is vice president of the Residence Council.
It's nice. I love it, that getting the donations that we're getting, but for them to be, this is what we had to come to for us to get donations like this. This, I don't understand it.
Graves and several others chose not to evacuate to hotels with some 200 other families as the Durham Housing Authority continues to inspect apartments for carbon monoxide leaks. Eight people have been treated for elevated levels. Inspections are continuing this week. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.